This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, podcast.
Hello.
Hello. We're all here.
I am contemplating getting
a
smartwatch.
Oh, I think it would be nice for you.
The reason I don't want one is because the reason I want one is also the reason I don't want one. And I know that sounds stupid. No, sleep. So it shows you how well you slept. And like my housemate Ben will never not look at his watch after he slept to be like, how good was my sleep?
Yeah,
he doesn't go
get obsessed.
Yeah, so I feel like if I had a really good sleep, wake up, check my watch and it's like, you got 40% score, I'd be like, fuck, I had a shit sleep.
Do you know what? I was talking to my housemate Brian about this before, because do you remember when my Fitbit died before I went for the Apple Watch?
Yeah.
And I was obsessed with my sleep as well on that. And he said that his friend used to be like work nights and have kind of alternative sleeping patterns. Okay. And he said that he stopped wearing a Fitbit or an Apple Watch or any kind of a smartwatch because of that very reason, that if he maybe had a shit night's sleep and woke up and just kind of was like, okay, fuck, I don't think that was a great night's sleep and just got on with it. Whereas when it's justified on your watch,
yes,
you're like, oh, I'm so tired.
And I know I would do that.
Yeah, and I
do
did
know,
too.
For Alex, I think it's had the opposite effect. He used to always be moaning about his sleep. Then he got his watch and it basically exclusively is like 75%, 80%. 85%, 90%.
Really?
And so now he'll wake up and be like, oh, I had a really bad sleep. And he'll be like, actually, it was 80%. Awesome. And I'm like, no, you did have a bad sleep, but now you think you had a good sleep because of the watch.
But that's
and
then good. He goes,
yeah, it is good.
That's awesome.
So it's kind of like placebo for him.
I do think for me, and what I noticed about the Apple Watch actually not the best with monitoring your sleep.
Very
I noticed.
Expensive.
Really?
Good. Fitbits are great.
Yeah.
Really good. I miss my Fitbit.
I was
honestly
thinking about getting a Fitbit if I was to get anything. Because like apparently your messages still come through and all.
And the Garmins are good.
The Garmins?
Yeah, Garmin eyes after running.
What's that?
Garmin.
Just another watch.
Garmin.
What's a Garmin?
They also make sat navs. Garmin.
It's essentially just another option when you go into Harvey Norman or whatever.
Oh, right, okay.
As I watch, yeah. They're pretty good.
The only thing is I'm obviously right-handed, so you put it on your left hand, but I have something on my left hand. I have a bracelet on my left hand.
Yeah, there's room for it.
Which never, ever comes off.
Mm-hmm. Kind of cool. Stacking.
Do you think?
Yeah, stacking.
Layering.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get really nice
on this.
Oh, that's okay. I'm the same. I actually changed back to the original strap, which I don't really like, but you can get really cool straps from them all. Like a watch, like look at
the
strap.
I like that strap.
Are you?
This is the OG one.
An Apple Watch.
I'm an Apple Watch now. Yeah, I miss my Fitbit though. I genuinely to this day would say the Fitbits are better.
Really?
You used to get like 2 or 3 days charge out of your Fitbit.
But whereas, this is what Ben said. Ben said he has a Fitbit and he went to Africa for a week and never charged it.
That's amazing.
Stop.
Yeah.
But I noticed with the Apple Watch, you can't even get a 24-hour reading really of like your sleep, your exercise, everything. Because it's checking, it's already on 10% and I charged it yesterday morning.
Ah, that's
it's
terrible.
It's shite. And it's brand new. Like it's what, 2 or 3 months
away. Apple, don't sue us.
Just sort out your battery, yeah?
Give us free phones.
Here we go. Wake up in my bed, I just wanna have a good day. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling
in the morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
What's Dave? Happening?
It's
how are we?
Time to panic.
Go on.
Ashling looks like she's dressed for a job interview.
Oh, she does a little bit, you know.
It's you.
Oh, you look great.
Thanks.
You look very professional.
Ashling's wearing a full black play suit.
Oh, it's actually a dress.
Yeah, it's a dress.
Oh, it's a dress.
She's like more like Wednesday.
I think I'm in a cool dress with my cool Adidas Gazelle.
She stood up.
She stood up to show. You look cool, but you look like you're going for a job interview.
No, you don't. You look
maybe
like
maybe I am.
Yeah, that's what
Wednesday
makes me
Adams.
Scared.
Maybe I am.
Wednesday Adams vibes.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much. That's a lovely way to start the morning. You look like a girl with black.
I love Wednesday Adams.
No, I'm joking. I actually feel like I'm kind of summery today, but I guess not. I had a stunning afternoon yesterday.
Oh, you had a summery afternoon, did you?
I got on the dart and I went out to Vico Baths with my friend and I hopped in the sea.
Oh, go
and
on.
It was absolutely Baltic, but then after about 5 to 10 minutes, I was happy out.
In the sea?
Yeah.
Did you wait the full 10 minutes to warm up?
Oh, we were in for about 20 minutes, I'd say.
You spent the first 5 to 10 minutes going,
like maybe 5, and then like after a while I was like, do you know when you're like so cold you're almost burning hot?
Yeah,
it was that kind of feeling. And then I was actually just grand, and the water was actually beautiful there. It was so clear, I could see my toes.
Could you?
Yeah.
It's such a sea swimmer thing to say, isn't it? The water was beautiful.
No, but in Ireland, like sometimes I was in the sea in Lahinch at the weekend, which kind of like inspired me to go again, and it was very murky or whatever because it was like in the waves. But Vico is just so nice. I feel like you're in Sorrento.
Yeah.
Is all you want.
I've never been to Sorrento.
This is what you wanted all summer, just to see
something. I know. And
just
I'm
have
like,
a summery afternoon.
And I was like, why don't I do this every single day?
Because the weather's
like,
trash.
Yeah, and it takes an hour and a half to get there.
Yeah.
But it was absolutely gorgeous. Got an ice cream.
I was about to say, did you get 99
after? Sorry. Turkey.
Yeah.
Is about the nicest town in the whole world. It's so bloody bougie.
I know, I can see
why Bono and Enya and all the rest shack up there. It is so cute.
It is gorgeous,
isn't
it?
So nice.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get the dart?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, oh, stunning.
Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous, but also I'm like, then you went for a sea swim and I'm like, no, not, definitely not jealous of that.
I remember last summer when I like kind of bullied all my friends to go for a sea swim. I was like, guys, the summer's nearly over. Come on. Like pulling on all the hard strings, got there and I was like, oh no, sorry, I can't get in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, guys.
I know, what am I like? Spins
fully charged with now. I want you to ponder a question over the next few minutes. If you guys were so famous that they named something after you, what would you want it to be?
Oh, wow.
I have to think about that. I asked because the comedian Ramesh Ranganathan, who you might know from the reboot of The Weakest Link.
Yeah, I love him.
Loads of funny shows. He's just really gas. He's had a bin lorry named after him.
Cool.
Oh.
Sometimes with these comedians, I go, do these stories just land on their lap or are they making them up? But this one just really landed on his lap. The lorry is called Ramesh Recycle Nathan.
Okay, class. That's a terrible name.
Yeah, it is. And the reason being is because it was thought up by a group of kids who were asked to present Ramesh with a series of Ramesh-themed names.
Okay, very cool.
So it must be for some upcoming TV show or something, which is quite funny.
I was only watching a clip of Ramesh there the other day and he was learning on a panel in live time that the other guy on the panel, Michael Richards, who's ex-footballer, got Sky for free. And Ramesh said that when the Sky van came to set up Sky in his house, he was on the van.
No way. But he had
to pay for it.
That's
like,
so funny.
He's like, I'm on the van and I have to pay for it. Michael Richards is getting it for free.
That's so funny.
Ramesh.
He's gas. Yeah. So anyway, he's delighted that he's named after Bin Lorry. And I think you would be if you were like that kind of comedian or whatever. But I've done a bit of digging to see what other celebs have had weird things named after them. Obviously, the Barack Obama Plaza is kind of the peak of this.
Yeah, it is pretty iconic.
But I've done my best. Another very famous one that I think when you think about it is just kind of funny. Liverpool's John Lennon Airport.
Oh, yeah.
It just sounds funny to say, doesn't it?
That is. JFK.
Yeah, JFK sounds a bit more iconic or something. Liverpool's John Lennon Airport.
That's not great.
No, it was called like Lennon Airport or something. I don't know.
There's a Cristiano Ronaldo Airport as well.
Is there?
Yeah, I think is it in Madeira or is it in Portugal? I'm not entirely
somewhere
sure.
In Portugal.
But like, it just sounds weird.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll sound great in 200 years.
Yeah.
And I think in general, when you say, I'm flying into Cristiano Ronaldo, it just doesn't sound right.
It's too much of a mouthful. Avril Lavigne has a pizza named after her.
Perfect.
It's in her hometown in Canada and it's in a specific pizzeria where apparently she used to go and it was Avril's pizza of choice, so they've called it Avril Lavigne's Special Pizza.
Oh no, that's grim.
Can I get the Avril Lavigne Special, please?
No, the Avril Lavigne Special Pizza.
It's
just weird. In California there is a law called the Tom Cruise Law.
Okay.
And it's not good. It was passed after Tom Cruise bought an ultrasound machine to monitor his wife, Katie Holmes, when she was pregnant. And the law basically bans anyone who's not a doctor from buying an ultrasound machine to check pregnancy.
I'm brought back to that Simpsons meme of, because of me, they have a sign. Because of me, they have a law.
Yeah, very much that. And then loads of celebrities have had their names attributed to like weird animals and insects that have like just been discovered. So there's like this prehistoric water nymph, creature named after Mick Jagger because they both had big lips. Called the Jagger Merricks.
Wow.
There's this insect called a tree hopper that's named after Lady Gaga and it's called the Kaikaya Gaga. And it has these weird little horns and it reminded the scientist of like Lady Gaga and her weird
costumes
and fashion. Yeah, and finally there's a horse fly named after Beyonce.
Oh!
Bit insulting. It's called a golden lower abdomen. So they called it the Scaptia Beyonce.
Okay.
One of those Beyonce's just sucking me legs there.
Yeah, exactly. Get off me, Beyonce. Leave me alone.
I don't know. I think one of the most honourable things you could ever be named after is like a tea bag in your name or something.
Oh,
something comforting.
Something really comforting, yeah.
Give me a
honourable.
A cup of Emma.
Yeah. A cup of Emma. Yeah. You got the mattress already.
That's quite
wasn't
nice.
Direct, though.
I'd love a boat named after
him. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, or a burger.
The Hammond.
The Hammond would work for a burger.
The Hammond would totally work.
The Hammond cheese.
Oh,
Hammond cheese.
The Hammond.
The David Hammond cheese. That's nice.
Ooh.
A toasty then. The David Hammond cheese toasty.
I think I'd like the egg mayo roll to be named after me.
Yeah.
The Bonner roll.
I can see that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's quite synonymous with my personal.
Also, I think
I'm probably the only person who orders it.
A little bit of like a pastry after yourself because you're a big pastry fan.
Bon bon. Oh, a bonbon.
And bonbon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Lots of businesses listening this morning. Thanks very much.
For thought.
You're with Emma, David, Aisling. Lads, the excitement last night. Daniel Wiffen's getting goals in the men.
Unreal.
800 metres final.
I missed the feckin' thing. I came home and everyone was talking about it.
I watched it back. And then, of course, Mona McSharry back tonight as well for the semi final.
Oh, deadly.
45.
I saw that. Yeah, she's on again.
Up the Irish.
Yeah, he was so good. Oh, my God.
And he was kind of crying during the national anthem.
Oh, stop. I was nearly
crying. Such good swimmers. When did that happen?
I don't know. All the sea swimming over the last few years.
Yeah, that must be. Going to Vico Bats.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to check in on all things Paris and the Olympics. Well, what's going on in France? What's making headlines is people who were there and tourists who were there have noticed these baguette-inspired scratch and sniff stamps. So if they're going to send a little postcard back to home, if they're travelling at the moment, they're noticing these, okay? Now, bakers in France, obviously, they're very, very, very dedicated to the baguette. Mm-hmm. They're disgusted by this. They don't think it's the accurate smell. They don't think it's perfect enough.
There's something that's so disgusting about the term scratch and sniff.
The word sniff isn't great. No.
The word sniff is so bad.
No. I understand what you mean. Scratch beforehand.
I just don't think of an arse. Or an armpit or something.
So the stamp smells like a baguette.
It smells like a baguette, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's tied up with a ribbon in the colours of the national flag. They're making it a really big deal and they're really honing in, I suppose, there for all the tourism they're getting on how the baguette is the bread of our daily life and the jewel of our culture.
Mm.
Very passionate. They're my kind of people there. I love a bit of bread.
I know, fairness, the baguette.
They even describe the best invention.
Yeah.
They even describe the baguette as a she. She embodies a ritual of going to her bakery, a local business anchored in the regions, attracting 12 million consumers every day. They make 6 billion baguettes every year. So
Every year,
6 bill. Confirming its iconic status in French food heritage. So
would anyone else have thought it would be a lot more than 6 billion?
Baguettes? 6 billion is a lot of baguettes.
Yeah, but think about how many people are in France.
But they don't eat one whole baguette a day.
For example, 12...
They should.
I'm kind of shocked
about
that.
Sadly, I don't think they do.
Well, that's for example, fair. In perspective, that works out. They're saying a 12 million consumers of a baguette every day.
I don't even know what a billion is.
Honestly,
I can't do that math.
That's fair.
It's too big.
That's
so it's all
fair.
Lovely. It's lovely news. 594,000 of these scratch and sniff baguette stamps are available for lucky tourism.
I want one.
But it's not all good news.
Ooh la la. Notions
alert. We got a French-themed notions.
Often when something shocks and appalls us here in Dublin, we try to call out the city for its greed and the shops for their greed and all the rest. But now we're going to take a look into how Paris is gone crazy and is robbing people blind for basic stuff.
Boo.
On the back of the Olympics being held there. It's been 100 years they've waited to host another Olympic Games. I can't imagine 100 years ago they were this cheeky with their prices.
Can't imagine them getting it again in another 100 years.
No.
Yeah. The catering facilities, for example, outside the openings. Do you know what's actually, sorry, before I go any further, do you know what's kind of sad about this? Like, this is like stark and people are going mad for these prices and I'm like, they're kind of like Dublin prices.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I'm saying, right? So, for example, catering facilities outside the opening ceremony, it's kind of in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower, really fabulous. Hot dogs will cost you 12 quid.
Oh, God.
Now, all I'm saying is, if you go to a Lecture Picnic or a music festival in Ireland, you're not going to get a hot dog for less than 12 quid honest with you.
And it's going to be rank.
Yeah, disgusting. A chicken sambo will cost you 11 euro. Again, though, I don't think that's too bad.
Like, it is terrible.
It's shocking.
It's really bad. But like,
that's
it's
gone
standard.
Up for the Olympics.
Yeah,
it's kind of what's standard here.
I know.
I think, which is weird. Pasta salads costing you 11 quid. A portion of chips is a fiver. You'd charge 6.50 for a bloody portion of chips at a music festival these days here.
But we're not at a music festival. This is just people's city.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Fairness, bag of chips here would be what? 3.50 now, max?
Yeah, but like...
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Like that 180.
Is bad. It's almost... It kind of strikes me as they've made the whole city the Olympics. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
rather than
the venue. That's so annoying.
It's kind of like saying, okay, Electric Picnic's on in this place called Strably, so everything in the town is going to go up like in their local super value. That doesn't make sense. Whatever about on-site prices is different, I suppose.
Yes.
Now, this is where it gets really nasty. Taxi drivers are doing the same thing with their fares.
No.
Yeah, lousy. And hoteliers, rooms available, are charging customers upwards of €500 a night.
Check.
To be fair, Ireland would be much worse.
Exactly. Taylor Swift comes to down and they're like, well, do €1,000 a night.
Honestly,
for a single
room.
You'd
probably stay in the Maldron for about €2,000.
They're saying if you want to go to Paris to watch the games, if you're to go for a fortnight, why would you go for a fortnight though? That's a long time. You'd be looking at a budget of about €10,000.
Oh, that's just sick.
To Australia.
I hate the world.
Yeah, you know what I
insane.
Didn't realise?
So unfair.
There's no like ticket allocation for any of the Olympians' families. So, for example, if I was an Olympian, hilarious. Like, my mum and dad would have to fork out all this cash. They wouldn't get a ticket.
Really?
No, there's no such thing. So they're like... So I actually heard BBC commentate the other night on a British Olympian, and their family, that person's family, was ticket touted. They were down about €1,000.
No,
yeah, oh my god,
they were
god.
Just dealing with it like any other regular punter. There was no kind of allocation.
So
for them.
Stressful.
Bring it back to Beijing, I say.
Just because you watched that one video of all the drums.
That's exactly why. That's exactly why. But also, I'd imagine it'd be much cheaper.
Maybe
yeah,
so.
Probably.
God, imagine if it came here, they'd be robbed.
Oh, they'd be robbed blind, and so would we. I'll help
you slow it down. Benson Boone, Slow It Down on Spin with Emma, David, and Aisling. One of the kindest songs ever. The sentiment's so lovely. Big fan.
Great song. I was telling you about 20 minutes ago that Ramesh Ranganathan had a bin lorry named after him. We were talking about other things that have been named after celebrities. And we touched on John Lennon Airport in Liverpool. Well, it's actually called Liverpool's John Lennon Airport. Thought it was quite funny. You were telling us about an airport named after Ronaldo in Portugal.
In Madeira. Yeah, it's the island where he's from. It's called it's so weird. It's called Madeira International Airport - Cristiano Ronaldo.
It's like such
so
an
weird. Such an afterthought.
Yeah, so we've done a bit of digging and found a few more funny airport names in Salzburg in Austria.
Yeah, I fly into the Salzburg. Is it Mozart?
Yes, but it's called Salzburg Airport Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
That's the one. Yes, yeah.
I feel like they could like integrate the names better.
It's so funny when you go to that airport, everything they sell is Mozart.
Really?
It's gas.
In Venice, in Italy, they have Venice Marco Polo Airport. I know what game I'd be playing there.
Love.
And then in the city of Little Rock in Arkansas, in America, there's a little airport. It's not even an international airport. And it's called Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport.
Amazing.
I like how they gave it to both of them.
Yeah. Fair is fair.
Gender equality.
Love it. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. Those claps are live, by the way. We do that live.
I listened back to see what they sound like. And they sound like they're built into the song.
Do they actually?
Yeah. Oh,
are
they sound like an orchestra.
Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. If you'd like to play, just the word game in a WhatsApp will do. And you could win up to 5 IMC Cinema Passes. Our WhatsApp number is 087 711 1038. Send us just the word game. It's basically where I'll ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin and you'll hear 3 beeps. You answer on the 3rd beep. If you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing to what I have written down.
It's very legitimate here. We always check a sheet afterwards.
Always. They always do.
Yeah,
everyone.
Sometimes we think of the person's so nice, Dave, but you're not nearly just say you'd written something else down.
Not a chance.
He is very strict.
I am indeed. Everyone you get right, you will win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's 5 up for grabs, as I said. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. Do you want to play? Message us the word game right now to win up to 5 IMC Cinema Passes on WhatsApp 087 711 1038. Emma, Aisling, shall we play a round of Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down?
Let's play.
Pen. Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, you're getting a pen.
I'd like to keep it official on this game.
All right, here we go with round number 1. Name an American singer.
Kelly Clarkson.
Aretha Franklin.
I have written down Chappell Roan.
Awesome.
Oh, nice one.
I was so scared you were going to have that.
Franklin.
Round number 2. Name an existing iPhone.
Oh.
iPhone 11.
iPhone 14 Max. Pro.
I have written down the iPhone 13.
Yes.
Oh, very good. We are on to round number 3. Name a pizza topping.
Ah, sure.
No, that's wrong.
Ham. Jalapenos.
Ham and jalapenos. I have written down pineapple.
Oh, I nearly wrote that. And then I said, I bet you guys that one.
Name a TV or movie streaming service.
Oh!
Plus. No, he's written it down.
No, he hasn't.
I have written down.
No.
The one I had written down before now, Paramount Plus.
Yes.
Scribbled it out and wrote now.
Wow.
Well done.
You are in to the final round.
Come on, Ash.
Let's do this.
Emma and Aisling, name a member of Little Mix.
Perry Jade.
I have written down Leanne. And that is Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. Emma and Aisling win no IMC Cinema Passes. They just win Pride. Congratulations
Thank
to
you.
Them. You could win up to 5 IMC Cinema Passes. Do you want to play? Message us the word game right now in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
It is very fun and you'll get that feeling that me and Ash just got.
Oh, let me tell you.
Oh, I'm set up for the day now. Bring on Wednesday.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Oh, welcome to the greatest radio game of all time. Hugh Aisling's eye roll.
And Emma's snort.
Yeah, every time.
Why do you say it?
Because it is true.
In your opinion.
Tell me a better one.
Loads.
What?
Loads of games.
There's not.
You can't say that about your own game. You have to be humble.
You can
sit
say
down,
it about your own
be humble.
Game.
As Kendrick Lamar
yeah,
would say.
Yeah, Emma would love that reference.
I think this is the greatest game on Irish radio.
I know you do.
It's called Don't Say the Same Thing. The Dave's written down. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. We got 5 IMC Cinema Passes up for grabs. Who's on to play?
It's Jake. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Just on my way to work.
What do you do, Jake?
I'm a courier for FedEx.
Jake, welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing. The Dave has written down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you a question. Make sure you have a completely different answer to what I have written down. Do you understand?
No problem.
It's an exciting game, Jake. Now prepare yourself.
You're trying to play up to 5 IMC Cinema Passes. Let's see how far you go, but if you want to stop at any point, you just let us know.
All
here
right,
we go.
Let's go, Jake.
With round number one, Jake, you're going to hear 3 beeps. Answer on the 3rd beep. Round number one. Name something you might find at an office desk.
Stapler.
I was going to say stapler.
I have written down stapler.
No!
No.
Oh, no.
Round one, stapler.
You get nothing. You lose.
Oh.
Good day, sir.
Jake.
You know my brain went stapler as well.
What can you do?
Jake, a really, really tough one. I tried getting people out on that one. I'm so sorry. But thank you very much for playing.
You could have said what, like sellotape, Pritt stick,
mouse.
Anything.
Mouse,
computer.
Mouse mat.
I look 14, I can't
I know, same, same.
And obviously
pressure.
Same as me. Jake, thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
Thanks for the call. Cheers, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye, bye. You might say it's the best game on Irish radio. It's also the cruelest game.
It is quite
that
cruel.
That was a cruel addition.
Yeah.
I've thought of a better game. Waffle on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Wow.
Break it.
Wow. No loyalty whatsoever. That's even great. When our name's over the door.
I just love Ian Dempsey because I used to work there.
He's a god.
We just played a game called Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. I always describe it as the greatest game on Irish radio. And Emma and Aisling always tell me I'm not being humble. It is the greatest radio game on Irish radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I can prove it. Because someone in this room plays it outside of work hours. A certain someone was in the Burren over the weekend and sent me a voice note saying, Dave, we're all playing Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. Me and all my friends. See? You best know, game on Irish radio.
It's a great game. I just, when you say that, makes me go, oh.
I would say, when you were on the Burren, sitting on the rocks playing the game, I'd say you called it Don't Say the Same Thing that Aisling has written down, did you?
No, in fairness, I actually gave you the credit and we did have a great time. We played it. I played it sitting on a slab of limestone on the literal Burren. I played it in the car on the way to the Burren. I played it on the train on the way home from the Burren.
Oh my
we were
God.
Sitting there having a few drinks in the evening and one of the girls goes, I've got categories. We play.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Such a loser.
Should have never told him
maybe
that.
Maybe it is the greatest thing.
Right, it's 4 minutes to 8. How are we looking out there, Tom?
Good morning, everyone. The thing that...
All right,
here we go.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
This is
is Spins Fully Charged.
Oh, what a gorgeous morning to be alive.
Thank God for that. Oh, that's some amount of positivity.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's lovely out there. What's the crack?
I had a bit of a rough day yesterday. I thought I was being so cool. I put the dishwasher on like as normal, and then I went for a nap on the couch, and I woke up like an hour and a half later to my roommate coming down, or my housemate coming down, and she opened the dishwasher, and I just hear her go, "Oh, for feck's sake." And I was like, big deal, you have to unload the dishwasher, like, sorry. No, it turned out she was saying, for feck's sake, because it did not start.
Oh.
And it would not start.
Okay.
And it was kind of like clogged, I think, at the bottom, and we were like, deadly. So I was like, don't worry about it, I'll go and get, you know, some declogging stuff, because I'm manly and I know what that stuff is.
Okay. Those testosterone.
Like a drain bleach type thing?
Mr. Muscle.
Okay.
Yes.
You put that in the dishwasher.
So I put that in the dishwasher.
Right.
And I put it all the way down
the holy thing.
The pipe.
The drain.
The drain, yeah.
Mm.
And then put a full load on and pressed start. And thinking, sure, that'll be fine. And it wasn't.
No.
Because the bleach was still in the drain, you see.
Yeah. That would, yeah. That's exactly right, Ash.
Yeah.
So at about maybe 8 o'clock, 2 hours later, we noticed some suds.
Oh.
Outside of the dishwasher.
Oh. No.
Which is kind of not where you want them.
No, no. Not the idea, really. No, not
and,
generally not in the dishwasher either.
No.
Suds.
No.
Yeah.
So we cleaned the suds up. We thought that'll be the end of it now. Just a few suds. And then we opened the dishwasher and you couldn't see the dishes because it was all suds.
Have you officially broken the dishwasher?
I don't know.
Okay, where are we at the moment this morning?
The plan is to open the dishwasher today again and to see if the suds are gone.
Okay.
If not, hose them down.
Hose the dishwasher
down. Hose the dishwasher down and then do the cycle again. And then again, and then put the plates back in, the ones that I've already cleaned, because they all taste like bleach.
quick one. Have you ever thought about maybe going down the drain to see if there's any food that's blocking the...
No.
Disgusting.
That's disgusting, yeah.
Just a little glove, maybe, to pull out a few peas or whatever.
Wouldn't
it's
do that.
Did you check on the bottle of Mr. Muscle if you're able to put it in a dishwasher?
It's a great question, Ash. I didn't.
Okay.
Well, did you ask for any advice in the shop on what might be good to clear?
Great question, but no.
No, you were just too manly to ask for help.
Well, I thought it was a drain, so I'll get drain cleaner.
That's like something out of a sitcom.
Your whole house is a sitcom.
Yeah, so we got a suds drawer now.
I have a handy tip to share with you this morning. One I think will be especially handy for the gals, but you never know, could help with the lads as well. At the weekend, my friend was all excited. She was checking her phone. She was like, "Woo! New photo in the dress chat." So I was like, what is this all about? So she's in this group chat with about 5 or 6 other girls, and it's essentially like a catalogue of dresses that they have all bought and worn to weddings or fancy events. And what you do is, whenever you go to a wedding or you buy a new dress for like a formal event, you take a picture of it, lob it in the chat, tell the girls what size it is, and say it's up for grabs whenever have to go to like your next
fancy event. That's amazing, as long
event.
As it's all so of smart. Your friends are the same size as you.
Yeah, well, she did say that's kind of awkward, and they're kind of hoping to bring like maybe more people into the chat so that it's like easier to for different sizes, because some people obviously get more choice than others. Mm. But she's like, I've saved so much money because
that's amazing.
I just go onto my little catalogue of dresses, and everybody probably has like at least 3 or 4 dresses in the wardrobe that they've worn to fancy events.
Yeah, of course.
Especially if you're like old, like Emma in your 30s or whatever.
What a nasty drive-by for absolutely no reason.
You're dead right.
I'm only joking.
I'm offended.
No, I've only ever been to one wedding, so
I've
I don't
been
have
to two.
That.
Relax.
Okay, sorry. I don't have that many dresses in the wardrobe, so I think it's such a good idea. So I was thinking, I definitely want to be part of one of these groups, and I was kind of thinking of other potential group chats of sharing items that you can make. I'm thinking of one for spices and jars. This is a big deal for me because I feel like I try the odd recipe and then I buy like 7 ingredients for it that just sit there,
and
like
you never use them.
Apple cider vinegar, bloody cardamom,
5
seeds.
Spice.
Yes, exactly. Like, imagine the excitement of getting a message in the WhatsApp, mustard seeds up for grabs, girls.
Brilliant, that's so smart.
And you then start using or making recipes with those those things then.
Yeah, or like if you're like planning on making a certain recipe, go into the catalogue and see what's there.
I like that.
There's a literal drawer in my house from probably people who were residents before any of us moved
in. Same.
Just full of spices.
Yeah.
And it takes up so much room. I'm like, the odd time I'm like, oh, I'll chicken that up a little bit. But apart from that, I don't use anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Here's a bit of nutmeg. I don't know what it does.
Why not?
Yeah. Ooh, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I think a good one would be for like maybe pet sitting. Golden Retriever, age 4, available first week of August.
Oh, yeah.
Some people love pet sitting.
Oh, my God.
I'll take that off your hands.
As opposed to, can someone please take this? It's, you get to take this.
Yeah, it's just a rebrand.
But
yeah.
In general, I think it's a good idea among friends if you're in a renting situation and you want to just pet share.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Pet share, yeah. I'm not arsed today.
Yeah. Someone take the dog.
You know, honestly, I'm out tonight. I don't need the dog on his own. Anyone in to take him tonight? Like, great
show. So true. And then the other one that I think you will like, Emma, is a duvet cover swap. Fancy a change.
That's
groovy chicks up for grabs.
You mean the sheets or the actual duvet?
The covers.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
Do you think that's weird?
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Mm.
Although,
I was doing well.
To be fair, I do have 2002 World Cup bed sheets that...
I'd love to give them a lash.
Legitimately, like, I kind of want to show them off.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I think honestly, especially for people who live in Dublin, like in your situation, Ash, where you're a fully licensed driver but don't have a car in town.
Yeah.
Share a car.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Car's available tomorrow, not doing it, anyone wants it.
But that's go car.
Cool. I'm more so talking about with no expense among friends.
Fair.
You know?
That would be fair. You'd need to be insured though, wouldn't you? But some people have those insurance.
Dave, I think you're overthinking the idea.
Well, no, I'm just trying to think. Like, do you need to be insured on them? Sorry, I'm not. I am nitpicking now.
It's a fair point.
I am nitpicking now.
No,
but
you know what?
There are certain people that have insurance to be on anyone's car.
Yeah,
right?
My insurance
is a thing. Right, cool.
Yeah, a book swap. I think that'd be nice for the group chats as well.
Again, thinking of the girlos and air wrap. You don't use your air wrap every day, and they're very expensive. So
that's
air wrap,
a good idea.
That's true. It's like a timeshare. Buying a timeshare in an air wrap.
You could buy it as a group. That's genius.
Yeah, the air wrap's available tonight. I think it's a great idea, and I think we should all be making little sherry group chats.
Sorry, Dave.
Oh, go on.
No, I'm dying to hear what you have to offer so I can nitpick the bejesus out of it.
Jerseys for different matches.
That's a great one.
Very smart.
I think that'd be interesting to go, because I've been to many matches that that aren't United. Do you know what I mean? But I'd love to go to like a Bows match and get your jersey.
Yes,
or like
a rugby jersey,
exactly.
A soccer jersey.
Yeah, those kind of things.
I'm way into that. I can't nitpick a single part of it.
Runners and shoes, right? So if I need to go to a wedding and they're telling me I have to wear shoes, I don't own shoes. So I don't want to buy shoes. So I'm going to want to, swap with someone else. Or like if I am going on a night out and I want a specifically white pair of runners, I could be like, hey, can I borrow your runners?
Or whatever. The lads could have it for ties for the wedding as well.
Yeah, ties is a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is, do you remember in school and you'd swap lunch? So lunch. So like, I don't like my lunch today. What do you have?
Nutella sandwiches up for grabs.
Meet me at the Spire. Also, my final one was hiking boots.
There you go.
And they're expensive.
That's true.
Let's get on it. Let's start the fully charged swap group.
Is this communism?
Some fantastic news hitting the headlines today, and I'm ready to scream about it. It's Ireland's first artisan pizza vending machine has arrived, and it's in Dublin.
Woohoo! It's been a while. I remember being in Amsterdam years ago, and that was such a thing.
Really?
Just in this little vending machines, go over and get your burger.
Yes, yeah. I've seen them in Amsterdam, and I've seen the pizza vending machines in France.
Oh, interesting. Well, it's called Busca Pizza, which I kind of like. It's now available at Texaco in Newcastle on the south side, which is out by Lucan.
Yep.
Never even heard of Newcastle.
What?
Yeah. Why have I never heard of Newcastle?
Are you mad?
I swear.
That's crazy.
I know.
Have you never been on the N7? Or the M4?
Oh, yeah. I have heard of Newcastle.
Anyway,
it's in Newcastle on the south side, right? And on Abbey Street in Nace.
Oh, what?
Not in town.
So there's only one in Dublin.
I read an article that said in town.
There is an article on Dublin Live that said it's in Abbey Street in Dublin.
Now,
it's not.
Fairness for whoever that journalist is, like, Abbey Street does make you think it's going to be in Dublin.
But not if you're from Nace.
Well, that's true.
Oh, I'm kind of delighted for Nace. Up Nace.
Yeah, up Nace. Well, anyway, they've got a pizza vending machine. Very exciting. The 24-hour pizza machine is designed to serve customers at service stations, shopping centres, college campuses, office buildings, hospitals, small towns without fast food outlets and various other locations. So basically two brothers came up with this idea after going to France, Ash.
Okay, no
and
way.
And seeing the pizza vending machines everywhere, decided to bring it to Ireland and plan to expand it, which is cool. Or is it?
Oh.
Because ooh, we have heard from someone who went to it. The research has been done, so you don't have to do it. And with the anonymous food reviewer, our chief pizza correspondent, David Hammond, has this slice of the action.
Describe the pizza.
It was a bit like a frozen pizza, but it was good enough, I guess.
How much?
12 quid.
Ridiculous.
Yes, a bit, but it was very hot.
Back to me in the studio.
Thanks, David.
So that person asked for their voice to be made anonymous.
They are anonymous food reviewer,
while
yes.
While speaking about Busk. Okay.
Yes, an anonymous food reviewer.
That's very good work, Dave. Well
thank
done.
Thank you. Yeah, I went out and about. I did the work.
He walked to the other side of the office as well.
Yeah, was it Russell who produces 98FM Breakfast?
It was, yeah. So there you go. The pizza vending machines are here, but you know these things, how these things go. They could be here and gone tomato.
Question for you this morning on WhatsApp. What did you come back from your grandparents with? Okay. You know, when you go to visit your grandparents, you never really tend to leave empty handed. Huh. And if you do, it's a rare occurrence.
Yeah.
Whether it's a fiver shoved down your bra because you don't want to accept it, which has happened to me several times.
A fiver, big spender, Phyllis.
Basically, last night I was going to make some dinner, and you know, in a rented place, it's a bit childish, but it's just kind of the way it goes. You kind of have your own presses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have my presses quite small, and it's out the door stacked at the moment, as in every time you go into it, things just fall out on top of you. It's because recently, when I went to visit my granny, bearing in mind I'm a 31-year-old grown woman, she sent me away with a bag of non-perishables so that I don't starve up in Dublin.
What's a non-perishable?
So, for example, loaded into my press is pasta, noodles.
Ah.
Three things of brown sauce. You know, I like chef brown sauce.
Whoa.
Three of them. Two packs of Heinz beans. Honey. I don't eat honey. loads of cereals, etc.
Oh my
right?
God, so, legend.
Oh, she's
they're so handy
that's
to have.
Deadly.
The funniest part of this was at one point when my younger brother was in college and we went to visit her together, I went home with a bag of non-perishables. Okay?
That's cute.
But it got me thinking of in the past the stuff that I've loaded up the boot with having visited my granny. And when I go in, often she has a note on the table saying, don't forget to give Emma X, Y, or Z.
Yes, yeah.
It's so cute. I remember last Christmas there was talk of the electricity issues and we were all going to have to cut back on our electricity usage.
Yeah.
So she got me some, you know, like makeup lights that you put batteries in?
Yeah.
She bought one of them for the whole family just for fear that our electricity would cut.
Ah.
So I had one of them. Once I came back to Dublin with an electric blanket from the 90s. I'd say it was used in her B&B that she ran way back. A mini windmill just to jazz up my houseplants. Just
oh,
even though
like for
that's
the garden,
cute.
But they're actually indoors, but I love it. Sometimes she sends me home with compost because just to give my houseplants some more nourishment because she doesn't think I should go and buy a massive bag. There's no need.
Do you have plants?
Yes.
Okay, grand.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And other times then, like, she'd say, do you know what, Em, I bought this ring for myself in the 80s. Take that ring. Say, thank you very, very much.
But the woman must have nothing left.
Yeah, it's just bare cupboards.
Yeah. She's literally the most generous person I've ever known in my life. She just gives everything away. But with that in mind, I'd love to hear from you this morning on what have you come back from your grandparents with? I know some of it's a bit like, oh, maybe your grandparents aren't with you anymore, but you might have great memories of this random thing you brought home someday. It's all because I was going to make dinner last night and my little press in my rented house is overflowing with non-perishables because my granny's such a dote. She thinks I won't survive unless she
very cute.
Fills me up with non-perishable food every time I leave her house to survive in the big smoke.
Yeah.
And all sorts of random bits I've come back with over the years, including and not limited to a old school what's it called? Those hot beds?
Electric blankets.
Electric blankets. Probably not very
hot
usable.
Bed.
Probably not very usable. Probably a little bit dangerous at this stage. I think it's been around for a while.
Yeah, right. Okay, I like that. Your granny sounds really, really sound. My granny doesn't really give us things. Like, it's kind of more just like, yeah, you can take that if you want. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of vibe.
Attitude, yeah.
Like, I remember I stayed at hers once and I was like, love that pillow. She's like, okay, you can have it if you want.
My granny's like that as well. It's
you can't compliment anything.
See this ring on my finger? I've been wearing it for years. I once complimented that about 4 years ago and she's literally couldn't be any faster than ripping off a finger and putting it on my hand. Yours now, you wear that forever. Oh, Jesus.
So
it's nice.
A pillow, but you know, like, all lads have a yellow pillow.
Yeah.
That's the pillow. Yeah, it's really, really old. She, when I was living with her a couple of years ago, she used to always send me out. No matter where I was going, she'd always send me out the house with a rasher sandwich.
That's amazing.
Gave me a blue M&M's Easter egg once that she won in a raffle in the nursing home. She gave me a water filter jug. Without the water filter.
Brilliant.
Because I always used to be like, your water tastes so nice. Because she'd always have it in the water filter. And she'd be like, oh, well, take the jug. But didn't give me the water filter. I was like, that's the reason it tastes nice. And then when my granddad was alive, he gave me one singular walkie-talkie once.
Oh, brilliant.
That's not good.
No. And then it rocks. I don't know what was with the rocks, but he loves collecting rocks.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I have no idea why, but there you go.
Another rock to add
honestly
to the collection.
I come out with like pockets full of rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was young, my granny used to always have a present for us like every Sunday whenever we'd leave, which was like unreal. But it was always like something from deals or whatever, but we'd always be like sitting there the whole 3 hours. When are we going to get this present? She'd only give it to us when we were in the car going home.
No way.
She used to have to go, I put my thinking cap on now and see if I can figure out where it is. And we'd be so stressed in the car. Oh my God, is she going to find it this week? But in more recent times, yeah, it's like such random things, like hand soap, slices of Charleville cheese. She's like, I have too many of them. Will you take a few of them? Do you want any tomatoes? I think every time I visit my granny, she offers me tomatoes.
Yeah.
A fleece, 2 boxes of tissues that she bought too many of the other day. And the most recent one was when I was saying that my boyfriend Alex had hurt his ribs. She's like, immediately into the medicines.
Yeah.
Tube of Alterol, there you go. And she says, there's only there's a tiny bit gone out of it now. But, you know, if you want, just for hygiene, you can squeeze out the top and then wipe it away. I was like, I really don't mind using the tube that you've used.
That's so cute.
So sweet.
Yeah. They're just the best in the world. What did you come back with your... back from your grandparents with, we'd love to hear from you this morning. And your voice notes, please. 087 711 1038. What did you come back from your grandparents with? Sometimes it can be a little bit more on the random side and we love it. Alina's on.
It's actually a bit different from you because obviously I live in Ireland and my nanny is in Latvia. So when me and my partner moved into our new home, she has sent me everything to tea towels, cutlery, everything. And anytime we chat, she's like, so what do you need now? And if I tell her, like, I was like, oh yeah, well, we're missing a bottle opener, she actually sent it over to me.
Sorry. As if you can't get them in Ireland.
Sorry?
As if you can't get them in Ireland.
Yeah, no. She sends everything. Sponges, everything. I'm like, nanny, we have this in Ireland.
Oh my God, I love that.
So the postman just arriving at your gas.
So anytime we talk now, she asks me questions. I'm just like, nope, we have absolutely everything.
No, you have to keep it because it's grand. It keeps her busy.
Yeah.
I'm going out to the post office.
Tell her next time you're missing a car or something.
Yeah, something.
Thank you very much, Alina.
No problem.
Thanks,
Alina.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know what? I don't have a house.
Hello. Go ahead now.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is Spins Fully Charged.
With Emma, David, Ashling.
Wake up, it's a beautiful morning.
Oh, that's a song, isn't it?
Wake up, it's a beautiful morning.
Tune. Emma, David, Ashling, what's the crack? Do you ever have that situation where you find yourself making an effort to, like, say for example, clean something, and then immediately either someone walks on your nice floor or you drop something and spill flour all over the ground, etc.
Sure.
I was changing my sheets last night late enough. I did the stupid thing where I stripped a bed in the afternoon and then didn't get around to it until I was ready to get into bed and was like,
oh, I would never strip if I wasn't going to put it back on that second.
I was considering reusing the sheets that have been washed and dried. So I was like, maybe I'll put them back on. Anyway,
this is a woman with about 7 backup sheets.
I'm kind of enjoying the ones
17,
at the moment.
17,
I'd
say.
Anyway, so it was whatever, late enough last night. I walked into my room and went, oh no. What about this?
Ah, nuts.
So I dressed the bed. Did a little bit of tidying around. I had some kind of makeup lying around I wanted to put away. And what fell on the bed? Broken bronzer.
No.
I know. If you don't understand that, Dave, there's a little tub of bronzer that you'd use as makeup. And sometimes it cracks and it goes into little bits.
Yeah.
And it's really important that the lid stays on or it will destroy everything in its wake.
It will.
And it knocked all over the bed. So I now have crusty bed sheets once again, I'm going to start the process again today. And that's essentially my story.
Was it white bed covers?
No, they're grey. But okay. It just looks mucky. Like mucky.
Like the worst thing about when you like drop a broken like powder bronzer or whatever is that like it's literally meant to pigment what you put it on, like because it's your face.
Okay.
So like the more you rub in, the more it's like,
it
this is where I'm supposed to be.
You grab a little damp cloth and it's like, oh, perfect. You want me darker? Spot on.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
Back to the beginning.
That's truly sad. I have like 7 different powders that are all broken at the moment.
And do you know what's awful about the cheaper bronzers, isn't it? When the lid doesn't even often stay on for very long.
No.
It comes apart. So I wrapped them in hair bobbins when I'm going away.
Oh, I've got like powder in small lunch boxes.
Don't worry, guys. We've no male listeners.
Excuse you. I can talk about these things as well. Aren't you laughing?
You should see her eyes. They're terrified. Good morning. Every once in a while, the dictionaries will update themselves. Well, they won't update themselves. It's not like a reboot or anything like that. But people will update the dictionary. They add more words in to keep up, you know, with the times and things like that.
I think they do it every year, do they?
Yeah, so roughly 3,200 slang words have been added to the Oxford English Dictionary over the last couple of days. Some of them odd.
3,000?
Yeah, 3,200.
Wow.
Some of them odd, some of them necessary, and some of them you're kind of like, surely you're only adding that for a bit of publicity or something.
Yeah,
like
they always add a few just to get a headline, I think.
I think they do.
Yeah.
And also, I kind of hate that because it's the bloody dictionary. Like.
Yeah, like who's going, oh, geez, the new dictionary's out, we need to go get that. Do you know what I mean?
It's like the Guinness Book of Records.
It's not like your midnight release. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stupid. So we're going to play a game called Is It a Real Word That's Been Added to the English Dictionary or Have I Completely Made It Up?
Yay!
We start off with pass ag.
Pass ag. Oh, please tell me that's not been added. Sure, that's just an abbreviation.
What's it even mean?
Passive aggressive or whatever, I would imagine. I'm going to say that's fake.
I'll back Ash.
It is fake. Oh, correct.
Well done.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah,
I'll say yeah.
You're correct.
Wow.
It's a movement in which you put your fingers and thumb together, kiss them, then pull your hand away from your lips as a way of showing that you think that something or someone is perfect or excellent. Mwah. Chef's kiss.
Is it two words?
It's two words.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Words. Face journey.
I don't even know what that means.
Face journey, because I've never heard of it. I'm going to say it's fake.
It's real.
Oh, no.
A series of expressions that appear on someone's face showing different emotions that they are experiencing as a reaction to something.
Oh, that is so annoying.
There you
Why
go.
Did they add that to
like,
dictionary?
All you have to say is it's a series of expressions.
Yeah. Like, I've just been on a face journey. What the hell?
I hate Gen Z sometimes when I'm messing love you.
I've never even heard anyone say that.
Neither have I.
Do you want to know your next one?
Yeah.
That's That Me.
No.
Do you not tell me Sabrina Carpenter's That's That Me has gotten in there.
That's That
I'm
Me.
I'm begging you, it's fake.
It's fake.
It is fake.
Yes. That would be good.
Sweet Snap.
Again, is it bad? Snap. I don't know what that means.
I've no idea what it means. I might say it's real.
It's fake. I made that up.
Okay.
It's not a real slang word either.
What would it have meant?
I was kind of thinking like it's a cool picture, sweet snap.
Okay. Yeah.
Like cool. What would be a really uncool way of saying cool picture, sweet snap?
I'm going to start that.
Sweet snap,
It'll
bro.
It'll be in next year. Yeah, mark my words.
IYKYK.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Yeah, they probably bloody did, didn't they?
I'd say they did.
They bloody did.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, if you know, you know is what it stands for.
I mean, I guess I don't mind that because if you see that and you're like, what does that mean? Go dictionary.
Mm.
Boom. There it is. We go dictionary.
We go.
We go dictionary. We go bricker.
We go dictionary after this.
You go in dictionary, bro. That's a good name for a club.
Yeah, it is. Oh, my God.
You go in dictionary.
We go dictionary tonight.
Here we go. Crane neck.
As in someone like a giraffe.
Sure.
No. I think you made that up.
What was that one?
Yeah.
Let's say fake.
It is fake. I don't know why I came up with that. It's not a slang term or anything like that.
Hello, producer Callum.
Well, there is the phrase rubbernecking.
Yeah.
Like when people look at accidents in the traffic. So I think it would kind of work.
Yeah, it probably would.
I wonder, is rubbernecking on in the dictionary? We go dictionary.
We
check.
Go dictionary. Yeah.
Also, that one was definitely Dave looking out the window this morning and spotting a crane.
My neck is sore from looking at this crane.
That'll
crane
do.
Neck. This baby.
Surely to God not. I give up. I studied English. What a joke.
I'll say fake, but...
It's real. Oh, something such as a device, vehicle or product, especially one that you approve of or find impressive in some way. This baby. I have no idea.
Oh, that's
I don't
so
get it.
Stupid.
If you're Gen Z,
sorry, is that the
know.
Cambridge Dictionary?
It's a dictionary.
Cool. There are two
We go
words.
Dictionary and check. The gram.
Instagram, yeah.
Oh, I'd say that's him. Yeah.
That's fake. I gotcha.
Now that should be it.
Yeah, it should be, to be fair.
It's such a known Instagram abbreviation.
Over to the dark side.
How is that? That's not a word. That's a sentence. It's fake. You made it up.
I'd say it's real.
It's real. And it's actually go over to the dark side. Yeah, to start to behave away.
Sentences into
the
dictionary.
That is evil or harmful. That is go over to the dark side. Porch piracy.
What does that mean? If you came up with that.
That seems too good to be fake.
Yeah, it does sound good. I'll say real.
I'll back Ash.
It's real.
Yay.
It's the act of stealing parcels that have been left outside people's houses for them.
Porch
piracy.
What's next in court? A case of porch piracy here.
And then last but not least, we got speedrun.
Speedrun. You pick, Emma. I don't know.
I just wish I knew what it meant. It's real. Speed run, you're running really fast, I guess.
It is real. But it's not when you're running really fast. It's when you are trying to complete a game in the fastest amount of time possible.
Gotcha.
So I sped run Simpsons Hit and Run last week.
Okay. So it is actually a term that you would use.
Yeah, it is a term.
I'm doing speed run, yeah.
So game in turn. So these are all just been added into the dictionary. So there you go.
Brilliant.
We go thesaurus next.
So it's the first of my camping festivals this summer, I think, for lots of people all together now, happening from Friday. Actually, my friend is going tomorrow night to set up. They let you in nice and early to.
Oh, I love when they do that. Do EP still do that?
I think they do.
I think they do.
And I think it's like really popular now because it's so busy.
And honestly, yes, at Electric Picnic last year when we arrived on the Friday, sure, the place was packed.
Full. Mm.
People had been there from
they
the Thursday
need
night.
More fields, I think.
I think so too. Just a little bit more space would be good. But all together now this weekend, do you remember a while ago on the show, I was trying to stay loyal to my crew, but also was like another friend had organised glamping.
Yes.
And I asked you listening whether I should camp or glamp, and you said glamping. So keep that in mind for a second, because I have a sister and her name is Laura. And Laura and I could not be more different from each other. We get on like a house on fire, but we are literally chalk and cheese, and we always have been. When it comes to our interests, when it comes to our music tastes, she would listen to Jessie J Domino 3 times a day and be very happy with that, even all these years later.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I've been begging Laura, would you come to All Together Now with me, just even for one night, just one night. Laura is a mother of two, and she enjoys her pyjamas, and she enjoys showers, and she enjoys all the things the festivals are not, okay?
She's the best crack Nolan.
Basically, I've been trying to encourage her for the last few weeks, and she finally said, right, go on, I'll try. And I was like, Laura, you've never been to a festival.
That just shocks me.
For one night. And because she lives in Waterford, she has the freedom. I'm like, if you hate it, get someone to pick you up.
Yeah.
You can leave. It's not like you're stuck in the middle of Strably and you're miles away from reality. Yeah. You know?
You can treat it like a day festival.
Exactly. Kind of a thing. But I've asked her to stay. Anyway, I've been waiting for the panic to kick in because this was agreed on like 2 weeks ago. Phone rang last night, 8:30. Here we go. Right. What's the story? What time will I meet you there on Friday? I'm after booking a half day. Right. Do I need cash to pay for the parking? How much is the car park?
No, pay for the parking.
The car park is included in the thing. No, Emma, no, like I'm actually allergic. Who the hell is Georgia Smith? They're all talking about her in work. Is she on a Friday? Who is she? I've never heard of her. What happens if it rains? What am I bringing? All right, yeah. What are you wearing? I've nothing like. I only have dresses for it. What's cool? What do you wear to a festival? What time are you going to bed? I have the kids now on Saturday, Emma. I have the kids on Saturday. I'm like, well, Laura, just...
What time are we going to bed?
I can picture Laura like this.
Yeah, and this went on. I was like, just breathe. It's going to be fine if you hate it. I actually got a text this morning saying, I've been vomiting on and I think I have a bug. I think it's the beginning of the hinting that I don't want to come. So I've said to her, look, I'll get back to you and I'll send you a list of bits that you need. Already this morning, I was like, don't forget to pick up a camping chair from Mom and Dad's house. I only have one for me, da da da. And then I got the reply of, oh, I've been vomiting all night. I was like,
you go check with her husband on that now.
Is she glamping?
She can stay with me, yeah, but still, it's outdoors, not good
for
enough for
God's
her.
Sake,
yeah.
Like, if someone told me I had a glamping ticket, I'd be there in a heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that when she gets there, she'll love it. And before we know it, Florence and the kids will be dragged to Electric Picnic in the years in the future.
Yeah.
But I kind of have, like, instead of sending her the things that she really needs, I kind of want to send her a list of things that will suit me.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday night, okay?
This is genius.
Well, you've got the power.
I do have the power. She knows nothing. That's brilliant. It's like just messing with the vulnerable. All right, number one. Do, as I mentioned, pack her own camping chair. I have enough bits to be carrying. She probably doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
Bags do be heavy, etc.
Well, I'd be saying, like, bring loads of stuff that you need. Say you already have all this stuff. Oh, you need to bring toilet roll. You need to bring, you know, good hiking boots. You need to bring 2 pairs of them.
Yeah. Actually, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, two camp chairs, please.
I'm going to tell her, don't bring a charger pack. No one does. It's really uncool to have your phone charged. Because I know she'll be like, I must just ring now and say goodnight to Florence.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, you don't. No, you're here now. The real world doesn't exist. Number three, do make sure the kids have plans with their dad or husband the next day. You don't want to be dealing with that when you get home in the morning. I'm going to say to her, don't bring earplugs. Again, really frowned upon at a festival.
Why would you say that?
Because I think it's important for her to understand the eavesdropping and the conversations that go on. And then she'll never understand the Alan! Steve! That joy. That's what
Emma's favourite part.
Yeah. Do bring Crocs.
It's Emma doing it.
Yeah.
Six in the morning, you hear Alan and Steve, it's Emma.
Do bring Crocs. We all remember Electric Picnic Blistergate of 2020.
Oh, yes. So I was a witness to that. Yep.
And I'm going to tell her as well, because she'd be so fussy. Don't be worrying about the dry shampoo now. Just embrace the grease. You know? So we'll see how we get on. At the moment, I'm like 40% confident that she'll come.
So
really? That bad?
Oh, it's Wednesday and she's already on the vomiting bug vibe. I don't have much hope.
Two greasy sisters at ATN.
One of them crying.
The
other one dragging the
crying
one
with no phone. Good morning. We are playing One Foot in the Rave. This is the game where we play tiny, tiny little snippet of a dance tune. Yeah. And if you can guess it, you will IMC Cinema passes. It's as simple as that. The longer you get, the shorter of a clip you guess, the more IMC Cinema passes.
And that's only fair.
So we started off on Monday with 10 IMC Cinema passes and 0.2 of a second. And now, and that sounded like this, by the way. Which is ridiculous. Like, how are you meant to get that?
It's like an Olympic finish.
Well, people have gotten it in the past, which I find quite shocking. And now we are on to 0.6 seconds with 6 IMC Cinema passes up for grabs.
Isn't it kind of amazing that in like a couple of points of a second, how much more can happen in a song?
Did he sneeze? Oh, it's gone.
Oh, you lost your sneeze.
Oh, I lost my sneeze.
I hate when you lose your sneeze.
So upsetting. So today's sounds like this. And Casey thinks she knows what it is. What are you up to, Casey?
Nothing really. Just sitting in the car.
Oh, very good.
In
your driveway or in the office or where?
In the driveway.
Okay. Are you on your way to work or you're on your way back from somewhere?
On my way back to pick up my little boy.
Ah, very good.
Casey, I always do that. Sometimes I just sit in the driveway after coming back and I just chill there for a little while.
It's
not ready for the cartoon next.
It's a nice chill spot.
Just a breather.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, listen, One Foot in the Rave. Have a listen to this and tell us what you think that dance song is, Casey.
I think it's Faithless Insomnia.
Ooh.
Faithless Insomnia.
Can I hear it again? What are you saying, Ash?
It is wrong. I'm going to Casey,
good guess, so thanks for ruling it out.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Chill there for another few minutes. You'll be grand.
Yeah, you will. It'll be fine.
Talk to you later, pet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Reminds me of that scene in... dog movie. Dog dies, very sad.
Marley and me.
But he's so stressed, the dad, he comes home and he just sits in the car park.
So far, Emma has said hot bed for electric blanket and dog movie for Marley and me.
Dog dies very sad.
Dog dies very sad.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. Ken, how are you?
How's it going? How's things?
All right.
Are you working or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just driving here now down to Enniscorthy.
Oh, very good.
Well, that's a bit of a spin.
What's going on down there?
I'm just doing some fire doors down there.
Oh, very good.
Oh,
very safe.
That's important work, yeah.
That's an important
job. Make sure the fire doesn't get through them now, Ken.
would you buy yourself a few strawberries on the spin home?
Ah, yeah.
Wexford strawberries.
They're lovely. Hop into the sea.
Do you know
nice beaches in Wexford.
There's a delicacy in Wexford as well. And it's called... Can't remember it.
Brilliant.
Great intel. Like a dessert?
It's you can buy it in a chipper and it's kind of like a potato thing and it's called a rissole. That's a Wexford delicacy. And you can get it in Wexford chippers and you can't get it anywhere else in the country.
You'll have to get a rissole now, Ken.
Listen.
And I have to, yeah.
We're playing One Foot in the Rave. You're trying to identify this dance song. Have a listen to the clip again. What are you saying?
I think it's Calvin Harris, Sweet Nothing.
Sweet Nothing.
Let's have a listen again. Who's on the team up with that?
Featuring Florence and the Machine, I think, is it?
Yeah, Florence. That's it, yeah.
All right, let's check.
Guess.
Unbelievable.
Florence and the Machine, Calvin Harris, Sweet Nothing. Congratulations. You've just got 6 IMC Cinema passes.
Thanks so much.
And you're getting a rissole today.
And strawberries.
Unbelievable. What a great day, Ken.
And you're fighting fires. Wow, Ken, you're some man.
That's it.
Well done. Great job. Thanks so much. I thought it was still quite hard today. So well done. It's brilliant.
Well done, Ken. Have a great day.
Talk to you later.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye. That's it. Job done. Fair play.
I've just had to quickly Google what a rissole is because Dave was talking about it there and it sounds absolutely unreal. Listen to this. A combination of old chips, old cooking oil, herbs and bread or batter. Oh, it's like a chip butty.
That sounds
fried. Unbelievable.
And it's like pretty much an only a Wexford thing, I'm pretty sure.
We go Wexford after.
We go Wexford after we go dictionary.
This morning, I want to talk about one of the kind of weirder Olympic interviews that I've read about during the past week. So it was with this American athlete. His name is Seth Ryder and he was due to compete in the triathlon, which was supposed to be on Sunday.
Okay.
But the triathlon has been a bit of a disaster. It was postponed on Sunday, postponed yesterday. They're hoping it'll go ahead today, but there's like a good chance that they'll change it to a duathlon. And it's because the River Seine is too dirty.
No.
Yeah, so they have spent €1 billion cleaning the Seine for
billion.
This. And then the heavy rain during the opening ceremony and in the and days since has basically made the they've done tests and the water is not safe enough.
Stop it.
So that's kind of embarrassing for Paris.
It's awful. I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, so the athletes are all kicking off, but there's one lad who's happy enough. This is a man called Seth Ryder. As I said, he's American and he has been preparing for dirty water for his swim part of the triathlon by slowly and gradually exposing himself to bacteria.
Oh my God.
And he revealed this in an interview with the BBC, okay?
In a way, it does show huge determination. I don't know how far you're going with this, but
it shows determination. It shows a bit of madness, I think, right? So he says, we know there's going to be some E. coli exposure, so I just tried to increase my E. coli threshold by exposing myself to a bit of E. coli in day-to-day life.
Ew.
I imagine the interviewer said, and how are you doing that, Mr. Ryder? And he said, you know, just like not washing my hands after I go to the toilet and stuff like
no,
that.
No way. Is that what he actually said?
He said this in an interview.
No, he said, I'm not going to wash my hands.
He said, I have been not washing my hands.
No.
After every use.
Oh my God.
In the toilet.
Again, not for love nor money could you get that information out of me.
I know. And now this poor lad might have the swim race taken away because they might turn it into a duathlon.
He also might have to take him out because he's got E. coli.
Yeah.
He's going to actually infect the water.
Yeah. This dirty village is shut down because of this lad. Yeah.
Yeah, so funny. I do hope it happens and I hope he wins. I hope the rest of them are like, he's just like powerhouse. Daniel whiffing it up the Seine.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Daniel whiffing it up the Seine. That's excellent. Yeah. Quick one. Where else would you get E. coli?
I remember when we were in secondary school one time at assembly, the teachers being like, some people are eating their lunches in the bathroom and we've done tests and there is E. coli in our school bathrooms. And we were like, well, you want to sort that out.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.